Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 1/31/19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Football, another day without Danny Trevathan in Bears practice today. Missed the Green Bay game because of a calf injury and off to a bad start this week. On the Bulls at Oklahoma City tonight, and Chris Dunn could get his first start this year with Jerry Grant scooting over to two guard, necessitated by Justin Holliday getting the night off to be with his new wife, or make that his wife and new baby. Hockey, the 8-8-2 Blackhawks hosting the New York Rangers tonight, who are aiming for a 7th straight win overall. The Wolves at Manitoba tonight, and the UCLA basketball players who were cuffed in China for shoplifting are back home.
These are good young men who have exercised an inexcusable lapse of judgment. And now they have to live with that.
And they will have to live with an indefinite suspension from playing ball, according to head coach Steve Alford, who also thanked President Trump for his efforts in resolving the situation. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by and get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands at your one stop. Hey, they actually care about me. Shop Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Another baseball Hall of Famer who I can't believe he has no business being alive. So the former Cardinal is one of three Cardinals in the top 12 living Hall of Famers.
Well, these are guys that didn't drive drunk.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Whitey Herzog is currently sixth. He's 86.
Well, anybody named Whitey's going to live for a long time.
Hey, guys!
Now, this guy who is third, I had no clue was possibly alive.
All right, Shep.
If I tell you he's an all-time great Yankee?
Whitey Ford.
Yes!
All you can think of is Babe and Lou and Joe D and Mickey and Yogi and Whitey.
Look at you!
Whitey Ford is still alive.
It's the Whitey Clause, though. We just mentioned it.
Yeah, right. He comes in
Whitey
every
Clause is coming to town.
Except England.
Whitey Herzog, Whitey Ford. So, if you want your kid to live a long life, name him Whitey.
I figure a white blue chip athlete like myself deserves something extra.
Have you ever felt comfortable calling a man Whitey? It's right.
Yeah, to the Whiteys here, I'm gonna let you know I ain't prejudiced. All right.
We only called him Whitey because he was just, you know, so blonde, toe-headed, super crazy blonde.
Yeah. And here come the pretzels.
Hall of Famer Whitey Ford now on the field, pleading with the crowd for some kind of sanity.
Uh-oh, and a barrage of pretzels now knocking Whitey unconscious.
Wow, this is a black day for baseball.
Thousands and thousands of people saw your pretzels injuring Whitey Ford.
You could call them Whitey Whackers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also on watch, 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. All the beautiful back of the heads of all the Score fans out there. You can see them. Can you see them in the shot? Actually, let me check right now because we got a beautiful crowd that's joined us early.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
What
they're on the elevator.
Were they switched out for this one?
Terry has already shown up. He's milling around here doing his Terry thing. We're just hanging out. Today we're going to celebrate not just Terry, but Terry's book, The Score of a Lifetime. I can't wait for everyone to get their book signed. There's another room over there set up. Our kitchen is open. This is a big deal over here, man. I'm looking forward to like not doing the rest of this show and getting drunk with these guys.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at the Papa John's official Twitter feed here.
Before
the series of tweets last night, there's one that is advertising garlic cheddar knots, which I immediately read as garlic cheddar Nazis.
Well, read between the lines. It is Papa John's, thinking, after all.
Try our new $5 garlic cheddar Nazis. Not knots.
Just an Aryan dude comes to your crib shredding cheddar for you.
So there are three tweets last night. Note that it took them 2 weeks. It took them 2 weeks. Other than a spokesman responding to a reporter from the Louisville Courier Journal to say something like, "All right, we got to disavow hate of all kinds." The only this is just in their feed. It's not actually Papa John himself, the guy who made the initial comment in their call.
I thought this was
call.
From the Onion when I saw this.
The statements made on our earnings call were describing the factors that impact our business, and we sincerely apologize to anyone that thought they were divisive. So think about how that apology.
Get over yourself, you little bitch.
Exactly. they sincerely apologize to anyone that thought they were divisive.
If you're one of these softies that took offense
listen,
to this.
Listen, Snowflake. Right. That definitely was not our intention.
Oh, man.
We believe in the right to protest inequality.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for the blessing. Right, glad you do. Thank you, pizza. They support
just a box of pizza. Right. Just saying these things.
We support the players' movement to create a new platform for change. We also believe, together as Americans, we should honor our anthem. There is a way to do both. Third tweet. We will work. We will work with the players and the league to find a positive way forward. Open to ideas from all, except neo-Nazis. Middle finger emoji. Those guys. Waka waka.
Dude, it's just you can't do that. Like I'd rather you not apologize than do that. The apology doesn't mean anything anyway.
Because you don't mean your brand off of this thing. And the idea that players protesting racial inequality,
and police brutality.
protesting police brutality, protesting bias in sentencing and cash bail, and everything that was written about by Stan Van Gundy in Time Magazine yesterday. If you actually look at the policy changes, like they need the blessing of pizza.
Well, it's a quality pizza, Dan. You get one bite of it, everything's fine. Equality pizza.
I see.
That's how they're branding themselves going forward.
But just the hubris to say, well, we will work with you to make things. Well, thanks.
Yeah. It's
thank you so much, pizza.
It's like any coach who gets caught in a sorority house. He's got an alcohol. He's an alcoholic. You know, it's like anybody who does anything. Oh, wait a minute. Like Kevin Spacey. Wait a minute. I'm gay. That's what happened. Like it's the quick, you know, knee jerk. Hey, this is what we should do. We should apologize, but middle it just enough, and then be funny at the end. Whatever. Like, yeah, it's too late. You did too much at the end. Enjoy yourself and your bad stock now. Like, what's happening to them right now is comical. Like, the fact that people are like, you know what? We really don't want to be involved with your bad people. It took this, by the way. It took police brutality and injustice and lack of equality for all for people to be like, you know what? I don't like Papa John's. I think the sauce tastes like medicine. they give you this dry...
Not with more iodine.
Right? They give you this dry-ass jalapeno in the middle of it for some reason. You know, I'd rather eat the cardboard, to be honest with you. But, hey, if whatever it takes. You know, if a brother's got to get beat down for you to stop eating bad pizza, then, hey, line them up. I'll be first up. I'll sacrifice myself for you to stop eating this trash-ass pizza.
Somebody watching the news from Baltimore and being like, you know what? This doesn't taste all that good.
Right. Right. You see what happened to Freddie Gray? Yeah, it really sucks now. Oh, my God. Like, come on, man. These dudes are embarrassing themselves. And you can tell, you could tell these corporation heads and these people who have never had any perspective or interaction with people that are being affected because it's like a spasm. It's like, oh, wait a minute. This is a problem now, guys. We gotta get on this. Right, there's something going on out here that we didn't know about. Let's address it. And instead of saying, hey, let's send some of our people out into these communities to find out what the hell is going on.
Listen to people and talk to people. Instead, it's like, we're going to be the cool guys. Okay, yeah, you're protesting fine.
right. It's like, hey,
we get it.
We're
now.
Down with the protest.
Yeah,
we'll send some za.
We get the whole protest here, thing, but there's fine people on both sides.
Yeah,
so
come on, man. It's super, super weird.
Yeah, I think that your response on Twitter was the appropriate one.
Yeah, F you and your crap pizza.
Yes, that
simple.
That's about all that
simple.
Needed there.
Yeah, I don't need you. And shout out to the salespeople who don't need them as well. Like, this is the only way. You know, everybody's talking about boycotting this, boycotting that. I don't mean to get too heavy on anybody, but if you really want to do something, hit the people that you don't feel are have your best interests in mind in the pockets. Simple as that. You know, Americans should take care of other Americans, and the people that don't want to be down with that, and, you know, like Rock said, we got two words for you. It's simple.
Man.
It's simple.
What a world.
Don't purchase the products that you think don't care about you.
I really didn't think, when that crossed last night, I thought, wait, is this real?
Right.
Are they actually doing this?
Right. Right.
Are they trying to say, oh, we get it now. Right. It's been 2 weeks, but yeah, we understand that we'll let you protest. It's okay.
Yeah, right. Right. Can you imagine? My sister works over at Lurie's Children's Hospital, and they do a ton of great work, but they get a lot of donations, and they get a lot of people who give their time. Can you imagine? Because I look at everything that's happening right now. It's kind of like this generation's disease that they have to handle when it comes to equality and injustices. I'm talking about for all people, not just people of color. Can you imagine if somebody was like, you know what, man? Yeah, you've been championing cancer a little bit too much for my liking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, hey, let's cool out on the cancer talk. All right, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it doesn't affect me. So that's what so many people are sitting. When the NFL comes out and makes these statements, and Jerry Jones, and saying that, oh well, you know, there's a certain portion of our fan base that we don't want to anger. I'm sitting back here like, wait a minute. What about, hey,
hello,
hey, right. Hey, I'm part of that. I like football. Like, what are we talking
about?
Well,
I think part of it too, and this was explained to me because I didn't really know that much about their particular business model, but their base, their area is Middle America,
right? Places that don't have good pizza.
Right, they're based out of Kentucky, and it's not like they've got deep inroads in Philadelphia and New York and Chicago and New Haven are places with, and any place that has some sort of pizza culture.
Right.
There is a high likelihood that the same people who have a fealty to their pizza are the same people who are like, these guys, these uppity blacks don't like the army.
Yeah.
Right?
And look, I was in Atlanta for 22 months. I keep saying 22 months like it was a jail sentence. But I was in Atlanta for 22 months.
What would you describe the parole hearing?
Oh, dude. You had me come out there in the stripes.
Son of you, just stamp your forms.
Yeah, I know this isn't a real parole hearing. Right. I know you don't really care about me or my radio career. No, so I was down there for 22 months, and the pizza was trash. Like, the pizza was
awful. Atlanta pizza in general?
Yeah, yeah. And you had a couple of places like, was it Antico? But other than, I mean, people ate Domino's, people ate Papa John's, people ate, what happened to Pizza Hut, by the way? Like, it seemed like they just got lost in the storm. I haven't seen a Pizza Hut in forever. But those places eat that pizza on game day. And the audience is sitting down at home watching your commercial, like, oh yeah, I don't feel like going outside. I hate walking. Let me jump on the phone and grab this pizza. Well, screw you now that your stock is declining, and I'm glad, because at some point it can't be okay. It can't be okay to be inhumane. It can't be okay to not care about other people. And I'm glad this is happening to them.
Cody Whitehair of the Bears joins us next on The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are back at it. It's another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The three UCLA basketball players are back. I'm glad they made it home safely. I'm glad for them and their families. But I'm sad for all of humanity, because that scene at LAX was a joke. They were mobbed by paparazzi, journos, and plenty of run-of-the-mill fools after they landed and walked out of the airport. That was a low point for humankind yesterday. And that's not even on the players. That's on everybody else who showed up at the airport to shout questions, take photos, and roll tape on three college kids accused of shoplifting. There's absolutely no reason for their return to spark this level of response. So who's the bigger loser? The teenager who created an international incident for shoplifting in China, or the guy who rushes to the airport to get a pic or an autograph with him? If that's you, take a long look in the mirror, and I'm guessing you're not going to like what you see. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
SumerAccess.org, number 3030.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified offers. See dealer for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
BMW CPO sale.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mattress Firm or buy at Tulo.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Snap is back. They rush four. Going to screen it left. Howard. It is red but blocked by Whitehair. Left 30 to the 25. And he tiptoes. First down Bears. Great block by Whitehair at the end of the head run, Tom, to spring him. Crawley sends him out of bounds. 109 left in this first half.
Highlight courtesy of WBBM News Radio 780.
I love offensive line highlights.
Dude!
Because, you know, producers have to go through. There's so many things. Like, how do you find offensive line highlights?
A name check. You got to get a name check. And it probably isn't the best thing to bring a guy in with a holding call. Like, you know, like that's right. That's how you, all right, I could get one of these three or four holding calls or when a guy makes a great block. We're going to talk to a guy who made a ton of great blocks this year, and I've got some questions about his switching of positions as well.
Cody Whitehair of the Bears is on Twitter at Whitehair76, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hello, Cody.
How you doing, guys?
We're good. So everybody's talking about developing the quarterback, and I know it's important. It's the face of the franchise. But damn it, Cody, I have been on the stump about developing you as a center. I saw how you played last year. And this year, people have mentioned the sophomore slump or you being jostled from position to position. How is this year different for you as opposed to what you did last year?
Yeah, I guess the biggest difference would probably be, you know, due to some injuries and some other things that have happened, I've had to, you know, switch different positions. Obviously, you only shoot up seven guys on game day, you know, so you have to be flexible, and that's just kind of what I've been fighting through right now.
What about with the shotgun snapping as well, that there have been a couple of hiccups in there? And I know it's people think it should be the easiest thing in the world, and they only notice it when something goes awry. But what has that learning curve been like for you?
Yeah, it's been tough. I don't know what it, you know, what the reasoning behind it was. You know, obviously, I've hopefully got that fixed now. And, you know, I've been through a couple games there where I haven't had any bad snaps. But, you know, it was something I was fighting through. It was something I was having a battle with. But, you know, I think we got that fixed now.
At K-State, you played on the perimeter. You've played guard and center in the NFL. What if you were in a perfect world, what position would you like to play going forward?
You know, I probably feel the most comfortable at center, you know, due to being played there all 16 games last year and, you know, quite a few this year. But like I said, due to injuries and, you know, my past experience with playing guard, you know, I have to play guard sometimes too.
What has the experience been with a young quarterback that's really not taking snaps from center to, and I remember we talked to Mitch about this, like literally knowing where to put his hands. You know, Olin Krutz has said that different guys want that knuckle in different places because there's a literal and figurative comfort level.
Are you a knuckle guy, Cody? Yeah, is what just, we're trying to ask.
That, because there's some intimate contact going on there that's got to go right.
Yeah, you know, Mitch has done a great job. You know, snapping under center hasn't been an issue for Mitchell at all. You know, he's done a nice job no matter if he, you know, in shotgun or under center. You know, and I'm sure it could have been pretty hard for him to, you know, take under center snaps being, you know, mostly shotgun in college. But he's done a nice job and adapted to it very well.
How much responsibility is on you as a young center when you've got that young a player behind you? We used to mess around with Olin Krutz about all the pointing that goes on and identifying the mic and sliding protections this way or that way. How much of that is on you? How much of that is on the game plan going in? Like, where do you draw that information from or those instincts from?
Yeah, we, you know, all of our, you know, pointing the mic points is pretty much on the center. Obviously, you know, if the quarterback sees something on the back end, you know, he's responsible for re-IDing the mic point. But, you know, we talk about that a lot throughout the week, and it's kind of game plan week to week.
When we talk about the speed of the game, when people make that transition from college to pro, it usually is a corner or a wide receiver we're talking to saying, all right, this is the biggest difference with these guys. But when you're playing in that phone booth, I don't know if the speed changes as much for you guys. What's the biggest jump when you talk to some of the guys who are still at Kansas State when you tell them about the NFL and what you have to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think technique is a big thing in the NFL, you know, along with speed. You know, everybody's big, strong. You know, everybody's fast, but it's basically how fast you can get on them, especially in the trenches. You know, it all comes down to hands and feet. You know, if you can get your hands and your feet, you know, on them or up on them faster than they can get on you, that's the most important thing for sure.
The loss to the Packers was so disappointing just because it looked like there was a way to see certain arrows pointed up and a way to see the team playing better with an opportunity at home against a beat-up and struggling Packers team. I can only imagine if we're seeing and feeling this letdown from the outside, what it feels like internally in the post-game locker room and then coming back to the facility, looking at 3-6 instead of 4-5 has to feel like a world of difference.
Yeah, we're pretty beat up about it, too, you know, along with you guys on the outside world, too. You know, we're going to do everything we can in our willpower here at House Hall to get, you know, back on the right track. And our coaches and our players are, you know, 100% in on this game plan. And, you know, we're really, you know, ready to get this thing turned around with the Lions coming to Soldier Field this weekend.
I know you guys had, you mentioned you dressed seven for the Sunday, but Kyle Long being on field goal team or kick team was weird for everyone watching, probably everyone in attendance, and probably for Kyle Long. How did he deal with that situation throughout the week?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. You know, obviously Kyle's a very supportive guy, and, you know, with me, you know, playing right guard, the position that he's mastered. You know, he was great for me throughout the week. Obviously, you know, due to the injury, Kyle was unable to be out there. He was dressed due to, you know, emergency reasons. You know, but hopefully we can get Kyle here healthy and back on the field.
Outside of the positional necessities and some of the movement, what has been the biggest difference between last year and this year for you?
I guess the thing for me is, you know, trying to be a better leader, trying to take the next step in my career. You know, as young as we are, you know, the younger guys on this team have to mature and grow up a little bit faster than, you know, if they were on a veteran-led team. You know, so that's kind of the thing I've been working on is trying to master my craft and being a leader, you know, and hopefully I can continue that.
How do you do that? Is that in the game? Is that what time you arrive at and exit the facility? Is it meetings? Is it practice? What are ways, actual concrete ways that can manifest itself as you grow as a leader?
Yeah, I think it's all those factors, you know, from, you know, maybe watching a little bit more tape after practice or after, you know, everyone else breaks, you know, to see if you can pick out some tips or keys that, you know, maybe the coaches didn't see or something like that. You know, maybe staying after practice and doing a couple extra technique things. You know, I think it all feeds off of each other. You know, and that's what we're trying to do and get more guys to buy into that.
Your coach was asked about his job security after the Packers loss. Is there a feeling that you're playing for his job?
You know, we don't really worry about that too much. And, you know, Coach Fox hasn't, you know, really said anything about that. We're just trying to get better every week and try and go 1-0.
Cody, we are glad you're able to take the time to join us and wish you the best of luck and health for the remainder of the year.
Thank you, guys.
Cody Whitehair of the Chicago Bears, brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. A Walter Payton Center practice for the Bears today, indoors, and linebacker Danny Trevathan still out of order because of his calf, while Kyle Long was limited due to a finger injury. Suspended indefinitely is the penalty for the UCLA basketball players busted for shoplifting in China. The three are home in part due to efforts made by President Trump. Hockey, an original six matchup in town tonight between the Blackhawks and Rangers, who will play at Madison Square Garden in New York later this year. NBA poor starts have been a problem for the Bulls this season and enabler. During a four-game losing streak and a 2-9 record overall, the Bulls at Oklahoma City tonight. Baseball Cy Young Award winners named tonight, MVP tomorrow, and John Gruden on the possibility of coaching again. I haven't talked to anyone, but never say never, he said. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by Bolero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bolero.com. Get your truly free credit card score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So I went to Lawrence's show last night at the Scout.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Bring Jace?
No. Oh. No, I'd had enough of him by that time. Dude, why didn't you tell me, dude?
Just wait.
He's a terror.
Just wait.
Like, it's as if he hit the 11th month mark and he's like, oh, time for me to be a jerk.
Is he at the stage of finding, no matter what, the most dangerous possible thing around?
Ew.
Because that's an automatic that if you put him in a room of nothing but pillows.
He's making things dangerous.
And one pair of scissors.
Yes.
He's found a way to make himself dangerous.
Well, exactly. Dude, he's climbing. I got the recliner that, you know, the legs lift up.
Mm-hmm.
I go around the corner to get him some food. I come back, he's underneath the leg part.
Like in the
yes,
metal part.
Yes, yes, yes. And he's like, oh, what can I stab myself in the eye with here?
Yep.
I'm like, dude, come on.
I remember that phase.
Dude.
It's the automatic
it's
like
just,
danger magnet.
I wanna wrap him in bubble wrap. Like
nah.
his his mom touched down at like 7 o'clock last night. She's like, I'm on my way home. I'm like, cool. You know, you got to make it seem like everything's all good. She doesn't think that I'm, you know, killing her baby.
Right now I'm like, kids, right? Clean the house.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Yep. So she pushes the door. She goes, there goes my two guys. I immediately play faked her, handed them off. You know, just ran the fly route to the car, went and hung out with Lawrence and stuff.
Your baby.
Oh, no doubt.
Hot potato.
Kidding me? Like, the option pass to her. So I went to the scout last night for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. I just missed Lance. He was there for a couple of minutes. Got a chance to say what's up to him. And Lawrence started talking about the Nico and Bulls thing again. And he gave some really good points about how, you know, if you look at this from Nico's side of things, and if you didn't want to work with somebody going forward, how you shouldn't have to be forced to work with them. And
like Shep, for example.
He's going to come in.
I know
here
he's
going
to come in. I love how he's got McCaffrey behind him.
Yeah, it's like, well,
walking with
two
him.
Raging Bulls.
Brings his goon
yeah,
with
him. Yeah, of course. So you're going to come in here, and you know that there's no off-speed stuff. They're going to throw fastballs at you mm-hmm. over and over again. So I wasn't thinking about the actual Nico situation, but think about the word that has been thrown around by the two worst teams in this city for the last 3 or 4 years.
Culture.
Dude. I'm sitting there thinking about it.
Am I right?
Yes.
Culture.
The word that has been thrown around by the two worst organizations in this city for the last 4 or 5 years, in the Bulls and the Bears, has been culture. We got to get our culture right. John Fox needed to clean house, and Ryan Pace doesn't want Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery and Matt Forte and Martellus Bennett. You don't want all them points on the field. No. We got it. If you're going to lose that way, you're going to lose with good culture, right? 3 years later, we're talking the same way we talked last year and the year before that. The Bulls been playing themselves since Derrick Rose since Derrick Rose banked a shot against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Remember that game where Derrick, he gets thrown up in Joakim's arms? He looks like a mute. And he's just sitting there like, why is everybody clapping right now? Since that game, we've been hearing about culture from that team. I'm at the point where if any GM – or if any front office person says culture to me again, you're telling me we're going to suck for a while, and I don't know why. That's what it is. Because the winning teams don't ever really have to mention it. Yeah, the fans do the whole Patriots way.
But they don't talk about it.
Yeah, Patriots way stuff, or this is how we do things here. This Spurs basketball, which became a thing, but even though they've played like three different ways in the last 17 years in terms of how they play offense, It's become this catch-all for, I don't know what we're going to do here. This team kind of sucks, but we can't have guys hitting each other in the face. And, oh, by the way, we got guys hitting each other in the face.
Right. The reason we can't have it is because it just happens.
Right. So from here on out, if you hear me scream, or if you just hear a scream, you're driving around downtown Chicago or South Loop or wherever you may be, and you just hear, that's because someone just said culture. And I'm shell-shocked by the word now. I don't want to hear it anymore. You hear the Cubs talk about culture? No, you didn't. You know why? Because they signed Aroldis Chapman and said, we're going to win a World Series. You keep your good feelings over there. It'll be a lot more fun when beer is pouring over everyone. Or the Addison Russell thing that we kind of stopped talking about. Yeah. So when we want to talk about culture, these teams that are winning, that don't give a damn, Blackhawks, like, Let's really talk about what we're looking at here.
They won a Stanley Cup with one of the worst locker rooms in the history of professional sports.
So let's stop lying to people. Stop telling me about what you're... You know what I like? The culture of banner hanging. That's what I like.
The culture of parades.
Yes.
The culture of popping corks.
I'm going to go see that at the Aragon Ballroom. The culture of parades. It's going to be a great show. Seriously, though, I don't want to hear this anymore.
Anthony Heron is going to be joining us. He can talk about the Bears.
I want to hear him.
NFL at the top of the hour. He's going to be right here with a handsome man because you definitely want his
physical presence in your life.
Yeah. But apparently, Dowell Loggins today up at Hallis Hall faced some pretty intense questioning about trying to explain why certain things are going on with the offense. I want to get into that because some of his answers are a little squirrely.
Well, he's gone.
Well, he's like, tired.
If you're anybody up there, you're like, you know what, man? I'm going to dance the dance for the next 7 weeks.
No, he was doing that today. We'll get into it. You've got WSCR, The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
you need better sheets because your sheets are not good enough. And how do I know this? Because I know you don't have sheets from brooklinen.com. I have them, and I love them, and maybe you don't think about your sheets. Well, you should, because that's the point of contact with you and your bed. And if you're sleeping right, you're spending nearly a third of your life with these sheets. So get good ones, and you don't have to go to some department store or find some specialty boutique where they're going to tell you about all these fancy terms you don't need to know. All you need to know is brooklinen.com. Because they've got versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match. What they've done is they've stripped out all the retail licensing fees and unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste, so you get luxury bedding underpriced. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just for you, just because you're listening right now. Here's what you get. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure that you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is using promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen, the best sheets.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99. Plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to vitas.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Mind.
things.
I'm a monster.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
1, 2, 3.
670 The Score.
And CBS Radio presents the fourth annual The Night Before. Dave Matthews Band.
Are we ready?
Saturday, February 3rd, Xcel Energy Center. We're kicking off the biggest game in sports with the biggest night in music. On sale this Friday, November 17th at 10 a.m. Central at all Ticketmaster outlets. For your chance to win a trip to Minneapolis, plus be qualified to win two on-location experiences game day ticket packages, go to
670thescore.com.
The Night Before from CBS Radio and NFL On Location. Your official pass for the ultimate Super Bowl 52 experience. Super Bowl ticket packages on sale now. Visit NFLOnLocation.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Tough loss at home. We let too many things, too many missed opportunities. Start with too many penalties, and obviously the fumble in the end zone affected us. That would have been, as an offensive coach and offensive group, we're expecting to score once you get inside the 2-yard line.
That'd be nice. Inside the 2, I might say the 20.
Well, the Bears aren't really hip to that whole scoring.
That's their own red zone is inside the 2.
Right. All right, fellas.
Now it's on.
He flips the sheet over. All right, how many plays we got for 2 and in?
Let's see what we can do here. So he's answering questions today, and I'm following along here on the Twitter feed of Zach Zaidman and others, all the Bears reporters that I follow. And apparently when pressed about Tariq Cohen and his low number of snaps, Logan said, sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there. And
so they're in the no Tariq defense?
Right.
Well, they got a 5'6", 175-pound guy like, hey, we're going to guard him with that guy. Don't send him out here.
Thankfully, David Haw then followed up with, why wouldn't the offense dictate who the defense is going to play?
Uh-oh. Stumped him?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
You just see Dowell start to lower even more underneath
right,
the podium.
Right, and then strangely enough, Jeff Sessions' wife is behind him.
What are you doing?
Right. Well, I can't rightly recall seeing that report.
He can't recall it, sir. Stop asking that.
I might have seen it, but I might not. That's a lot of pressure on me lately. I'm having some memory issues.
You're a chicken, and I'm a chicken hawk.
Come along quietly, or do I have to muss you up?
Yeah, put him up.
So,
I love the fact that we just made him a Warner Brothers character.
The idea of being an offensive coordinator, the offensive coordinators that I've been around.
Yes.
Look at this like, I'm going to put mine out there. We're going to go fast to keep this idiot on the field. You're going to stay in this package, right. And we are going to be in charge of who's defending. Not like, they got that guy out there. Oh, no Tariq guy is out there.
It'd be great to play poker with. Like, hey, what do you got over there? How do you want to make sure I don't ruin your hand?
I have 2 threes.
he's sitting there like, hey, look at this really quickly. He's got Tariq right next to him. He's like, no, not yet.
Not so fast, Cohen.
Yeah, man. They're stupid. Like, the Bears are just dumb, and we're dumber for watching it every week. Like, I like the guys now who are retired and could say they're dumb. You know what I mean? Like Olin and Lance, they're like, oh, yeah, they're dumb. But it's Bears football. Like, what are you doing? Saying that you're telling the national media, because it's a charter franchise. People tune in to Bears.com or whatever the hell's on there.
So
you're telling them that, yeah, we don't dictate what happens out on that field, mister. We wait for the defense to show their hand.
It's so bad.
They were in the no Cohen offense.
It was like the time where John Shoup said, we have a play at any time that can score from anywhere on the field.
The magic play.
And I said, why aren't you using it?
You can only, it's like the power up. You can only press that button every once in a while.
Power up. I don't know how many of those you get. It's like
you lose all your rings if you press it too many times.
You want to run the play that scores?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're getting seriously though. We're getting close to silly time. Where
power up
is that different from Hammer Time?
Oh, definitely different than Hammer Time. Okay. You lose $30 million, all of a sudden you're doing Geico commercials. It gets real weird. But and then you threaten Jay-Z to a fight. It gets okay. Yeah, you're almost homeless. Yeah, you don't ever want to get into Hammer Time. But seriously though, we're getting to silly time because if Matt Stafford messes around and put 42 on your head, then you know, because it could happen. Right, the Lions got a decent offense. Golden Tate is balling. They got some things.
They need
over
a running
there.
Back.
Yeah, but when's the last? Matt Stafford throws 850 times a year.
Right.
Like we've been saying, they need a running back since Javid Best hit his head. Like think about it. Like how long have we been talking? Oh, Amir Abdullah, Javid Best, this guy, that guy. Was it
Reggie Bush, right?
The Illinois kid, Mekel LeShore.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, they drafted him. They've been drafting running backs for a while now. Nothing's really worked. If the Lions do to them what I think they may do, then we're going to get into, we have no answers and there is no press conference today.
Eric and Burr Ridge, you're on the score.
Oh, Dan and Jason, thanks for always keeping us entertained, guys.
Thank you.
Before I bring up my question about Fangio, doesn't Dell Loggins always kind of remind you of Nathan Lane?
He's definitely
saying something from the Birdcage.
Definitely in his celebrity mix, and you expect him to go, I pierced the toast! Right? Yeah. Yes. There's more toast. Throw that toast out. But I pierced the toast.
You're going to get him like a Louis Vuitton robe, just a sachet in every once in a while. What do you got for us, Eric?
Well, real quick, at what point, you know, should Brian Pace consider looking at firing John Fox and maybe just handing it over to Fangio for the remainder of the year as almost an interim head coach to apply for the job for next year?
It makes too much sense for it to ever happen. But I totally understand the logic there.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable, but that's also not operating in the same world in which they operate. And Mike Mulligan wrote a column about it today in the Tribune, and it was always well-sourced. I don't say well-sourced because I know that when something like that is done, I mean, names aren't named, but it's so clear what he's getting on good background.
Right.
I mean, he's such a thorough writer and reporter. Stuff like that doesn't get written, and it doesn't get written in that way without him having actual background information to inform a column like that. And that means the Bears are trying to give you reasons why something could still not happen.
If you're Vic, though, say at this age you finally want to dip your toe in the coaching waters, the head coaching waters. Do you want this hand? Like, if I'm not going,
I don't want it as a tryout necessarily. That's the thing. I would be happy to do it if asked, but I wouldn't want to use it as some sort of tryout.
There's one positive to this: if you do it in the middle of the season, is you put everybody on high alert. Like, yo, Vic's gonna have his guys. I better play hard. I better go hard. I better study. Like, I didn't study since week two or three. Like, those are the positives from it. The negatives, if I'm Vic Fangio and I do want to coach or maybe coach elsewhere, do I really want this offense to say, hey, look what I did the last four or five games of the season?
Bill on Capitol Hill is out today. What's happening, Bill?
Hello, lads. How's the empire?
Hello.
Hey, so far, holding together for the most part.
I wanted to take a break from all the fun and sanity here in D.C. to talk about the Bulls. Because, Jason, I appreciate what you're saying about the culture. I think the fact is the insult goes even deeper than all that. I mean, if you recall, in the early days of the Paxson regime that we suffer under, he promised us that, you know, when he was recruiting these gym rat guys and good character guys, that this kind of thing wasn't going to happen. And so what we have now is it's an epic failure, not just of the way they're playing basketball, but it's an epic failure of the promises that this whole regime based its existence on. This was the raison d'etre. This is like, you know, and so now you have all of the losing with all of the whining and all of the drama. I mean, it's like if they had rebooted Dynasty and set it in a trailer park. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow,
thank you for letting me say that.
Always leave them laughing. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, they got scared off. Tyrus Thomas and Eddie Robinson, those guys scared them off.
It's on
me. They started drafting a bunch of Carltons who can't play. Simple as that. They drafted the guys who always did everything right except to put the ball in the hole. Simple.
With the 18th pick in the first round, the Chicago Bulls select Mr. Cooper.
Oh, no. Yeah, he actually, on that show, he was a former Golden State Warrior, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, hanging with Mr. Cooper. He was a former Warrior. And then all of he found himself in a two-bedroom, single-family home with Holly Robinson, Pete, and another lady. It's super weird. There's so many things.
You're
I'm gonna save certain things for the podcast. You know, but man, yeah, just hanging with Mr. Cooper is one of the worst shows on television.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone. Anthony Heron talks football with us in just a moment. Keep it here. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better drive.
You're worried about going to the mall for holiday shopping and all the lines and all the crowds? Forget it. You don't need to do that because you are going to go to omahasteaks.com and check out the family gift pack. So luckily, I've already checked out the family gift pack because I've eaten most of it. And there's a lot of food, so make sure you've got room in your freezer for the family gift pack, because once I enumerate everything that's included, you are not going to believe that it is all for $49.99, but it is. It's 75% off. And maybe you've had the experience that I've had before with Omaha Steaks, with all sorts of unique gifts and gourmet foods. Most importantly, they're flavorful, tender, aged beef. So you say, all right, what do I get for $49.99? It better be a lot. Well, how does this sound? In your package, you'll receive, in your baskets, you will find 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. Now, my copy says kielbasa sausages because it's probably because it's national copy, but knowing that I'm in Chicago, when I say kielbasa, you know what that is, and you know you're getting 8 of them as part of that package. So you get all of that. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code DANB in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. OmahaSteaks.com, code DANB. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 1/31/19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got up!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Aries, it's a good week to set some high goals at work. Just make sure they're realistic. Taurus, if you've been having a rough couple of weeks, things should turn around in a few days. Gemini, it's a good week to evaluate where you stand in preparing for the future. Cancer, that puzzle you've been struggling with will finally make sense to you. Leo, you'll learn that you can still have tons of fun without emptying your wallet. And Virgo, love is in the air. A special someone will make their way into your life when you least expect it. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Medications you rely on and save.
The American Red Cross.